You're listening to the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Thursday, November 7th. This is Hour 3.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
Men don't respect anything they don't have to work hard for. Ask any reasonable male and he'll tell you that's true. If they don't have to work hard for it, it has no value. You give up the sex, the companionship, the love, the adoration, da-da-da-da-da-da, with no commitment, which is a ring and a date and a marriage. Then when you ask for the respect that a woman should get, you ain't gonna get it. You're an easy lay. You have no... You're not standing on a pedestal. You're not looking for the respect and admiration of a guy who wants to lay down his life for you. You just like some guy wants you. Well, there are a lot of guys who would want to hump you. Go to any bar, you could do 20 in one night. That's not love, baby, and that ain't respect.
That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah, well, there's different easies, okay? I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, welcoming you to this hour of the program right here on Sirius XM Triumph 111. You are here with Dan and Mallory, screening your calls, the amazing Carson Smith, engineering, orchestrating our music, producing the segues, and my number is 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-375-2872. Yep. Okay, I see the issue. I have to deal with an issue. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to...
You're welcome.
I want to ask you if I should or should not respond to a comment that that was made to me from the new president at my company when she was not even a part of the conversation.
I'm sorry, how long ago did this happen?
A few hours ago.
Oh, so what did you respond at the time? You mean you want to back up and replay the tape? Or
No, I just thought it was belittling and inappropriate, and I walked away.
Okay, what was the conversation about? And when she entered it, what did she say?
I was having a conversation with a new employee, and it was about something that he did for me, and I asked him how he could do it so quickly. And
was that a compliment?
Yes.
Okay,
well,
so you're complimenting. So this is a work situation. We don't have drinks in our hands. This is a work situation, and you're complimenting this dude. Go ahead.
Yes, and I was also in... really wanted to know how he got it to me so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a comment towards me about sales. And it
was... I'm sorry, I have no idea what that means. You were commenting on how he did something quickly, and you're vague about what she said. So you have to be very... What were the words that came out of her mouth?
Okay. First of all, she wasn't even in the conversation, she didn't know the background. She has no... She had
How
no
long
knowledge.
Was she standing watching the two of you chatting? How long was she there listening to the two of you chatting?
The whole time, because it was just a quick conversation. But what she said to me...
Is the whole time 1 minute, 2 hours? What was the time she was standing there listening?
It was 3 minutes.
So she was part of it because she was there paying attention.
Well, other people were standing around as well. It wasn't like she was a part of it.
Then a lot of people were there participating by listening and standing at attention. It was very nice of you to compliment him in front of all of these people.
Okay.
So what words did she use that have offended you so much in front of all of these people while you're complimenting the guy?
Well, you know, people, not everybody was listening. It was a private conversation, but there were people around. because it was a lunch.
I asked you how long she was listening to the two of you. You said 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's all it was today. But him and I had had several prior.
Today, you were talking to him and she was hearing the two of you for 3 minutes, so you cannot say she was not involved.
Okay. Okay.
And she is the boss. So precisely as though you were a tape recorder, what did she say?
She made a comment to me about, oh, salespeople have it so hard. You have it so bad. And it had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Well, it must have in her mind. So how do you think she made that leap? And do remember, you just said she's the boss.
Right. She's been assigned the new president of all our companies. And
well, you're not going to screw
wife.
With the boss.
Okay,
unless you're really stupid. So
right.
If you don't understand what she was referring to, let it go.
I understand. She was belittling me because of the money I make.
Why, she mentioned the money you make?
No, but they...
Okay, all right.
You know, cutting our pay.
Let me put it to you this way. Whatever your sensitivities are, you better shut your mouth because she's the boss if you want to keep your job.
Okay, good. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what you need to know. Okay. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Jean, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. I'm super scared after hearing that last call. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. So
I have, I thought I had one question, but when I started thinking it over, I actually have three issues in my life that I would like to fix. And
I don't know if I can handle all three. You want to hit me with one at a time?
Right. Okay. So let me just preface it by saying that I'm a person that has a really busy brain. I'm constantly thinking about the next thing that I have to do. So I have to work really hard to focus on, like I've been just like this conversation, having a nervous conversation, really focusing on, okay, what do I want to ask? What do I want to say? And on top of that, I'm a fast talker. So I preface it with that. So the first, I think all of these are related. That's why I kind of lumped them in. Otherwise, I maybe would have just called three separate times. So sorry, I'm nervous. So the first one is that when, and this is mainly in personal relationships, like with my boyfriend, I have an adult son now, but when I get angry, I can go from like 0 to 60 in like no time. And it's usually.
Okay, I need to know the trigger for the anger before you go on.
Okay, I'll give you an example. So I live and work on a farm. My son was driving my truck and when we were moving from field to field, and he left the windows down. We have a rule. You don't leave the windows down because it builds up dust. It gets in the vehicles. It's not taking care of something. And I saw it with the windows down, and I'd already, you know, said to everybody, hey, make sure you're riding around, keep these windows up. You know, it ruins the vehicle. We spend a lot of money on them. I want it taken care of. So the minute I see it, I just...
You got air conditioning in the trucks?
Pardon? Oh, yeah.
You have air conditioning.
They just drive around with it open. And so I immediately stop. I get off the combine. I go walking over, and I'm just, you know, what the heck is wrong with you? You know, how many times have I have to... But the thing is it wasn't calmly. It's just like it's almost like an adrenaline rush. Like, I just literally scream. And then I felt really bad because I know it wasn't the right way to handle it. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, these are adult children here. These are not, it's not like these 16 years old. I mean, these are like, you know, 27-year-old kids. So they should know better. But it could, and but my employee, you know, our employee was with him. And so that's just one example of something. It's usually when I feel like somebody knows better, like I'm having to tell, or I've been in a store sometimes and I have seen somebody like acting badly towards another person, and I immediately go up and I'm like, what is wrong with you? You know, you should, it's just this feeling in my chest that it's like, I just feel like I can't control it. And then it's like, it surges and then it's gone.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm searching now, so be patient with me as I search.
That's okay. I'm breathing.
Who, your mommy or dad, who required you to do everything right?
Well,
no, don't talk until you're going to give me an answer. Don't talk around it.
Okay.
Just think about it. I need to know which one was fussier about doing things right and being right and doing right.
Neither one of them really required anything of me. My dad was an alcoholic, and he was non-existent. And so
doesn't that require you to pick up? Doesn't that require that you pick up the slack?
Yeah, probably.
Because you're the boss type. So your dad's out of the picture and you pick up the slack. Problem is, you had to pick it up as a kid. And as a kid, you don't know how to do it right.
No, exactly.
So as an adult, you're still doing it the kid way.
Exactly.
So I have no problem with you being the boss. It's in your nature. And it was necessity. And now you have to learn a more adult way, which basically we call clever.
Okay.
I have a friend who was a cop in a prison. So he's out on the yard with huge bad guys who have done really bad things and could probably snap you in half. And I asked, aren't you scared? How do you keep control? And he says, by being the calmest one there.
Yeah.
And they respect it and they listen. I said, wow, you know, I see the movies where the only time they listen to you is if your muscles are bigger. So, you know. So I'd like you to stay the boss. And I'd like you to train and teach everybody to be doing the right thing. But I'd like you to do it the adult way by being the calmest one there, who sort of does a, Clint Eastwood. How completely calm he was in the Dirty Harry movies. He never yelled.
Yeah.
And do you remember, do you watch his movies?
Oh yeah, I know everyone.
Do you remember the one where he's in the diner and he's looking at a newspaper and he orders his coffee. And bad guys are already in there. And they're going to rob the place. Why they want to rob a diner, I don't know. People who go to diners don't usually carry $500 bills. But anyway, and she keeps putting sugar and more sugar and more sugar and more sugar, hoping he'll notice. And he doesn't. And he walks out and he takes a sip of the coffee and spits it out like, what? He turns around and he sees that somebody's turning the sign from open to close. So he realizes what happened. So he comes in the back way. Doesn't raise his voice, doesn't even draw his gun yet. And because he's so quiet, the bad guys just sort of look at him.
Right.
Are you all by yourself, they ask him? Because he says, you know, just put the guns down and go calmly. No, are you here alone? And at that point, it escalates quietly. He said, no, I'm here with Smith and Wesson. And that's when the shooting starts. But until then, you could see the difference in just calming everything down. So we need you to walk over to the window and put your face there and smile and say, it's nice to be able to look straight into your eyes, but I'd rather do it through a closed window from now on. Right? And you know something? That will scare them more than you yelling. Because when you yell, you just look like an unglued crazy person. But
exactly.
When you say it calmly with a smile, you'll be scary as shit. You'll be Clint Eastwood.
Right.
And remember the other one, which was one of the Italian Westerns, when they insulted his donkey? And he says, I need you to apologize to my donkey. And they're all laughing at him. He goes, no, he has feelings, and his feelings were hurt, and I need you to apologize. And he's quiet. And because he's quiet and calm, they go weak. They're not alert yet anymore to what's going to happen.
Right.
And that gives him control. So it's very useful to use Clint Eastwood for you right now, because I sort of see you in that mode. But if you put your both hands on the, you know, on the bottom of the window and you smile and say it like that, they're never going to forget to close the window.
And that kind of leads into what my second issue really is, which
I don't know if I can do more than one. I think we need to do one at a time. Yeah. Maybe your idea of three calls would be good, but I think if you just go to this, it might start something for the other two issues. But it's really true. The yelling and the screaming is not as powerful as that Clint Eastwood look. And I hear from people who know him that in real life, he's just as mild-mannered as you could find. So I guess that part wasn't a stretch. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Say hello to Casper, the sleep company with the most outrageously comfortable mattresses and bedding that will help you sleep better and live better. Their award-winning mattresses are transforming the way we sleep. And with over 50,000 five-star reviews, small wonder it's the most loved and trusted sleep company. Casper mattresses have four layers of breathable, feathery, soft premium foam designed to provide pressure relief for all-night comfort. Your Casper will cradle you weightlessly, giving you night after night of cloud-like slumber like I get. And remember, every Casper mattress comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. You're going to love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Get the mattress of your dreams today. Go to Casper.com. Use the code DrLaura100 for $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. That's Casper.com, code DrLaura100. Get $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. Customer experience and product reviews are based on Casper.com, authorized retail sites, as well as Google. Okay. Billy, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because I really appreciate your opinion, and I was hoping that you could maybe help me with my very bad relationship with my oldest son, who is 25.
And how old are the other kids?
They are 13, 10, and 9.
Whoa. And how long have you been married?
I've been married for 15 years.
Okay, so who made the 25-year-old?
Him and I were both kids. I was 15, he was 16, and we just both went our separate ways. And then he ended up being a pretty bad guy, so it worked out that he...
And how old were you when you married? Are you married now?
Currently, yes.
And how old?
Mm-hmm. He was 8 years old.
Okay, he was 8 years old. Okay, so now he's 25. Alrighty, and what can I do for you?
In the last year, a lot has changed. He had his first baby. He's getting married, going to college, and I know that he's under a lot of his own volition. There's a lot of stress, a lot of things going on in his life, but for some reason, or for many reasons, I imagine, him and I just absolutely cannot see eye to eye. We communicate fine.
I don't understand. What do you not see eye to eye on that's necessary to see eye and eye on? Why do you have to see eye and eye with him?
Okay, so for instance, if he asks me for something, for instance, to babysit, I will give him my reasons why I will need him to maybe bring the baby to my home, because, you know, I have small children and kind of running a household, and we will not see eye to eye on even that. He wanted me to go pick up his fiance at the airport, and I did not agree that I was going to go, and we did not see eye to eye on that whatsoever.
Okay, I get the picture. What can I do for you? I don't think you're going to fix this. You're not going to fix this.
Afraid of.
Yeah, you knew that.
That's what I was afraid of.
He's a do for me or drop dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to fix this. I don't know what his resentments are or expectations or he feels entitled or what, his requests are unreasonable. And then it's not a matter of seeing eye to eye. He has expectations that are unreasonable.
I see. Okay. So in your opinion, do you believe that I should, you know, try to make amends, or should I
you
just
You can't
let...
make amends. There's nothing to make amends about. Amends is if you go and kicked in his door and I can fix it and say you're sorry. There's no amends to be made. You haven't told me of anything you need to make amends for. What are you talking about?
So his big thing is in the middle of those little moments with the airport and what have you, what comes up is his terrible childhood and, you know, how...
Well, your answer to that should be, that's yesterday. Tomorrow is your child's childhood. Focus on that.
Good point.
That's what your answer should be as a parent. So you have to never stop being the parent. And the parent will teach even the adult child, looking at yesterday is not going to get me to be your slave, but don't say that. But looking at yesterday is not going to help you with your child's future. So focus on your kid's future so your kid doesn't make a phone call like you're making to me.
I really, really appreciate that.
That's you being the parent. Keep the power, baby.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. We all do. Thank you so
much. Thank you. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So my problem, my question, I guess, is how to handle a meeting with my child's school, because they've been encouraging her to be friends with another little girl. She's in middle school for the last couple of years. And then we eventually found out the little girl has been cutting herself.
I'm not even understanding what you told me. A school. A school is telling you to do. A school is a building. So who is telling, who is trying to match your kid up with somebody, and why would they be doing that? I've never heard of that before in 72 years of life.
Well, my daughter is kind of struggles socially. Her best friend moved away from school a few years ago, and she struggles to kind of, you know, I always am talked to at meetings at the school about, you know, she needs to join in more and things like that. She's a little bit shy. And so the counselor...
Does your
and also
daughter
one of her
belong
teachers,
to any clubs? Does your daughter do sports, dance, music?
She does.
Art?
Yes.
Well, when she's in those capacities, she's interacting with other kids.
Yeah, she doesn't really... Like the beginning of soccer, she would look up. She was on the same soccer team with girls from her school for 6 or 7 years. And at the beginning of soccer, but, you know, before they really got started, that she'd walk out there with them, but she'd kind of stand a little aside, you know? And,
okay. Well, that's her choice. It's not going to be much fun, but all
right.
And nobody can enforce her having a specific relationship with a specific person.
Right.
Nobody has that right or power to do that. Okay.
Right. Of course not. Before I knew, this girl was cutting, the school counselor would, say this girl and your daughter would be good. She would even invite when the other girl is in counseling to work on something. It'd be easier for her to have a friend come in. So they would invite my daughter in to play a game, to learn better communication and stuff without telling me. And then another teacher had said, well, I think these two would be good
what
friends.
School,
got to get them together.
What school are you in? I mean, are you in a public school, a private school?
No, it's a private school.
There's something wrong here.
School.
This is these things
I
ought not be
and
done
I'm
with.
Kind of kicking myself that I didn't step in and say something before now.
Well, that's okay.
You know?
Today is another day, sweetheart.
Yes. So I have a meeting set up, and now there's a whole group of girls who are trying to support each other, which I'm not against that, but, you know, it's girls who are cutting themselves, and one is extremely depressed and talking about suicide all the time. And
Sweetheart?
Yes.
Sweetheart, tomorrow's Friday. Pull her out of this school. Find another one. I pulled my kid out of a school on a Friday when it was really clear to me that the school was going in the absolute wrong direction. And it had a new headmaster, used to have a principal. Suddenly we had this guy in there who was a headmaster and acting like an idiot. And on a Friday, I pulled my kid out. Don't be afraid to do that. It's your job to make sure your kid's in the place where you think is the healthiest, academically useful environment. I did it on a Friday. I said, clean out your desk. Okay. I'll be there in an hour to pick you up again.
Okay.
Just get her out of there.
There's
something wrong in that place. There's something terribly wrong. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. Come right back.
I'm going to give you some advice worthy of the great Dr. Laura herself. Stay tuned. That'll be $8.
And I'm never going back to my old school.
All righty, I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. My number 1-800-375-2872. Who still goes to the post office, especially when you're busy during the holidays? No. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer, saving you time and money. Time, money, not time, money. Save, save, save. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. So print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, or any class of mail anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's a fraction of the cost of these expensive postage meters. Yeah, no. So don't spend a minute of this holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. And use the promo code Dr. Laura for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage plus a digital scale without any long-term commitments. So go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dr. Laura. That's stamps.com, code Dr. Laura, stamps.com. And you never have to go to the post office again. I haven't been inside one. I don't even know they have them anymore. I mean, I know they have them, but I wouldn't know because I had to go to one. My number, and we have some lines available, so do it now or forever hold your pieces. 1-800-375-2872. Sophia, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
So about 8 months ago, I ended a relationship with my parents. I'm 38.
Why?
And
why?
Because they didn't respect me as a mother, and I was noticing they were doing.
How do you know they didn't respect you as a mother? How did you know that?
They were doing things that I disagreed with to my kids, demeaning them, shaming them, making unhealthy comments to them, and making.
Why would would they do that? Why would they be mean?
I don't know.
Come on. They're your parents. You have to know. Don't tell me you don't know.
That's a good question. That's just how they are. They always know the right way, and that's just how it is. And if you don't agree with it, they will make
you
feel bad.
Is this they and in mother and father, or just mother or just father?
Mostly mother, and then my father doesn't stand up for her. He just kind of lets
most,
things
most
go.
Most men don't.
Do anything.
Yeah, most men are limp. Got it. In those situations. They're scared of their wives.
Yeah. And it's weird because he's a very volatile man. He's not, you know, he's got a temper. He is
not against her.
Not against her, but when I noticed they were doing it to my kids, you know, with me and my childhood, my brother, it was one thing, you know, because I'm an adult. But when I noticed the things happening to my kids, I had enough, and I stood up to them. And they made it very clear that unless I am going to respect them the way they feel they deserve, and you know,
what
it's
exactly
gonna be
their
does
way,
that no
mean?
Way.
What is their way? I still don't know what it is that they wanted. What did they want?
For example, they called my daughter fat. My daughter is maybe 10 pounds overweight. She gained maybe 10 pounds in the last year or two, and they told her she better stop shoving food into her mouth if she knows what's good for her. They're just rough. well, my mother, and my daughter came home crying and so upset, and nobody's ever picked on her. She's beautiful and normal. She's a foodie just like me, and we enjoy cooking together and baking together, and that's something my mother used to do to me, is call me overweight or stupid, and I wasn't going to have her do it to my kid.
Okay.
And so I told her, if that's what you're going to do, and you're not going to apologize to my daughter, and you're going to see what you did, I don't want anything to do with you. And that was the end of it.
Okay.
And my parents have had a very tumultuous, abusive relationship, physically, mentally, all my life. And they fight a lot. And I didn't, that was, you know, the fat comment was just one thing, but there's a lot of other stuff that my kids started noticing.
I got it. Okay. Let's move on.
Anyway,
so you put the kibosh on that. Got it.
Yeah, put the kibosh on that, but I am just having a very hard time. It's been 8 months, and I think about them constantly every day. I feel very...
Sweetheart. There are tough decisions we have to make in life, and they don't always feel great. But that doesn't make them wrong. Just makes them sad.
Yeah.
It's sad not to have parents. It's sad. But that doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means it's sad. Because your first job is to protect your family and yourself. And you did that. You probably waited way too long to do that, but you finally did it.
Yeah. How do I get past feeling this way?
You don't. You don't.
You don't.
You don't. You don't. It's something you have to endure for the rest of your life. It's sad. I don't know why people think, I'm going to make this decision. It's going to feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, it's going to feel good in 3 weeks. Or if I say a sentence four times, it's going to feel good forever, and it's behind me. That's not how it works in life. Tough decisions have consequences that are painful that we simply have to accept and endure. And this is where most people fail. They don't want to endure discomfort. So instead, they make stupid decisions which hurt a lot of people, simply because that way they don't have to feel what they call guilt. And it isn't guilt. It's called self-defense. So, honey, it's always going to feel crappy. Everybody wants a mommy and a daddy and a nice family. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants that. I mean, you can't have it. It hurts. I'm sorry. I kick you in the leg, it's going to hurt.
So there's nothing.
Are you going to ask me the same question in a different way? Because that will annoy me.
No, I got it.
Good. Thank you. Oh, so you saved the day, woman.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Some things we just have to bear. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been a listener for 15 years, and usually I would, this is a second time caller, and I would call about my marriage, but this time I'm calling about my dad. He is 76 years old. I'm sorry, I'll get emotional, but I'm going to take a deep breath. We lost my mom 2.5 years ago, very suddenly. She died very peacefully in her sleep in the home, in her room. And my dad still has not decided to clean her clothing out. Her bed is still
the same. None of that
is
your business. None of that is your business.
Okay. That was my thing. I don't want to push, and I don't push.
No, it's none of your business.
Okay.
That's his business. It's not yours. Leave it alone.
Okay. I will leave it alone.
Please. It's a good idea.
I will.
No matter what you or I think about that, it's his business.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
If he calls you one day and says, I need help packing things up, you can go pack things up, but don't do it with I told you so. Just do it. But until then, he's not ready. Leave it alone.
Okay. And just let him deal with it in his own way and just support him.
That's not a question. That's a statement, right?
No, it's a statement.
It
yay!
Is. Yay!
It's a statement. Oh my God! If it had been a question, I would have fallen off the ball here. I'm sitting on. Okay.
No, I just wanted to be sure. I haven't said anything, but I wanted to
Good.
Talk to you. So,
Good. Well, if there's anything okay. you want of her, say, since you haven't gotten rid of anything, could I have the blankety blank? I like that sweater.
Okay.
You
okay.
can do that. That's okay.
Right.
Maybe okay. your mother had some nice clothes you want. I know. Was she the same size?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
she has beautiful clothes.
Say, can I go through the closet and pick out some things? Ask that. See what he says.
Okay. Perfect.
That might just jar a brain cell or two.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And don't take everything, just the really pretty stuff you like. don't try to get around me. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Jody, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. I've been a listener for about 21 years.
Thank you.
I started listening to you when I was pregnant with my first child, and you inspired me to be an at-home mother. And
Good.
It was the best decision I ever made. I have a 21-year-old and a 16-year-old. And I think I was secretly worried how we would afford for them to go to school and all the extras and everything. But you always taught us all that, you know, you have to sacrifice and work together with your spouse. And so when my kids were in middle school and high school, I ended up doing an apprenticeship while they were in school. So I would drop them off from school, pick them up from school, and I did an apprenticeship in dog grooming. And 5 years ago, I opened up my own dog salon.
Woo!
Yes, and so me and all the doggies listen to you every single day.
Oh, and they're all straightened out now. They don't pee on the carpets anymore.
No, they have no issues, no dysfunction. That's perfect. But I just wanted to say thank you. And all the people out there listening that don't think they can make it work, my husband and I made it work, and we're really proud of our ugly little children.
It can work when you wish it to work, and your kids got to be loved all day by a mama. You should be very proud.
Yes, I am very proud, and I thank you tremendously.
And I thank you, and I wish your dog grooming place was closer. Bibi has to be poofed like every 3 weeks, or she looks ratty. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. I'm right back. It happened is not remorse. It happened is not a phrase anybody uses when they take responsibility. It happened is about a tornado. Getting a lap dance is not it happened. Because when you're walking down the street, you don't get a lap dance like you can get a tornado.
One part reality check, two parts tough love, and telling you what you need to hear. That's Dr. Law.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Love it. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Hiring can be a slow process. When Cafe Altura's COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, he had trouble finding qualified candidates. So he went to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and was impressed by how quickly great candidates applied. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dr. Laura. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DRLAURA. ZipRecruiter.com/Dr. Laura, the smartest way to hire. Okay. Pam, welcome to the program.
Yes. Woo! Hi there.
Hi. Why, you're energetic and enthusiastic. Yes, what can I do for you?
I have a dilemma, and I'm not sure if you can give me advice, but...
Oh, I will give you advice. It may be terrible, but it'll be advice.
I have two daughters. One lives here locally. The other one lives 135 miles away. The one here locally approached us probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago and said that she thinks we favor the younger one more than her. We visit the one here in town almost every Friday night. We see the other one once a month, if that. Greg
then
and
on
I
what
are,
grounds then at what grounds does this silly girl of yours think that you're favoring the other one when you see her four times more often? What's her grounds?
I don't have a clue. She can't give us an answer.
Well, then move 130 miles away.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, either one of them have babies?
The youngest, she's got two babies, a 2-year-old and a 10-year-old. The other one has a 15-year-old. So we've kind of been around to help him get grown up, and now we feel like it's time to go up there.
That's right. But it is. Go.
We're near retirement era.
Yes.
You know.
Go. Yes. Go. Yes. Go. Okay. That's my advice. Yes.
Okay.
Be there for the little ones. Don't talk over me. It's annoying.
Okay.
Be there for the little ones. Let the other one bitch.
Okay. Well, she
will. You were there. She bitches anyway, so what's the point?
That's true. That's true.
Might as well give her something legitimate to bitch about. But you helped her raise her kid. Now it's time for you to do the same thing for the others. Get out of town, Mom.
Yeah. We're looking and we're going to do it. So
good.
I appreciate your advice as well.
Good. I told you I'd give you some.
Yeah, whether it's right or wrong, huh?
That's it. Whether it sucks or not, you're getting advice. My number, you're not even paying for the phone call, so what the hell? My number, 1-800-375-2872. I'm sorry, I'm terrible. Okay, Mom and Chaya.
Yes.
Hiya. Hiya.
Hi, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Moore. Thanks for taking our call.
Yeah, hiya. How old are you?
10. Yeah.
And what grade does that put you in? Sixth grade. Okay. Are you on a speakerphone, Haya?
We're with my ear pods.
Okay, but I need to hear your daughter louder than I hear you.
Oh, okay. So let me see if I can switch the ear pods around. Hold on a second. Or Haya, you take this one.
Because you're loud and I can barely hear her.
Is that better?
Yeah. Is it better?
That's much better. Okay, now, Mom, now you get to be quiet. Okay, Haya. 10th grade.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years old. What can I help you with?
Yeah. I have a girl in my school, and we in my class, and we used to be really good friends. And then she kind of wouldn't let me be friends with anybody else. So my mom said that I should just, like, distance myself from her. But when she realized what I was doing, like, that I wasn't talking to her as much, she got really jealous and she started like copying me and
I'm
like,
sorry, what do you mean, ma'am? What do you mean, ma'am? What do you mean copying you?
Like if I would stand up, she would stand up, and like we had a sewing class and she was telling me how she really hated a color and I happened to like that color, so I picked it. And then she picked the same exact thing as me, and before she told me she didn't like it.
This is what you're to do with her. Every time she copies you, congratulate her and say, you know, it's such a nice compliment when you do the same thing. It's such a nice compliment when you say the same thing. Let me hear you say this. Go ahead, say it back to me.
It's such a nice, like, compliment when you have the same thing as me.
That's it. So you're saying something that anybody listening to you is going to say, isn't Haya nice? And this girl's not going to know what to do with it because she's doing it to annoy you. but you're complimenting her. That's what we call in my biz, the psychology biz, confusion. And when you put somebody in confusion, they lose power. So you're saying something nice. She's confused. Get on with your life.
Thank you.
All right, that's good.
You're Thank very you welcome, so much, Dr. sweetheart. Laura. Take care. You're very welcome, Mom. My number, it's such a good technique. Such a good technique. You compliment. It's so nice you bought the same dress. That's such a nice compliment. And the person feels like a real idiot, you know. But all you said was something complimentary. That's what I call a great comeback. Great comeback makes you look gold. And that's all that matters. No, a Martian coming to watch would say, what a nice person you are. What a nice person you are. I remember 30 years ago or so, 30-something years ago, there'd be a lot of people all over the country coming on different local radio stations to do, quote, psychology shows. And I used to get the biggest kick out of when they were interviewed for the local television or their own station promoted them. They would promote them as just like Dr. Laura, but nicer. You have no idea the nicer Dr. Laura. They're all gone. My number, 1-800-375-2872. They didn't figure out that I was not nice. They never figured it out. There's nothing not nice. If I yell at you, I'm still being nice because I'm helping you. My number, 1-800-375, you just need a spanking. Hey, I'm like the mother figure around here. I get very few calls from people older than me. I am the mother figure here. And there are times you're going to need a spanking, and you're going to get it. You got it? Good. My number, 1-800-375-2872. She has lost her mind. Okay. Jay, welcome to the program. Jay, hold on. I have to do something or I'm going to get yelled at. I am not the highest ranking person around here. Carson is. He's the engineer. He can turn me on, put me off, eliminate me, whatever. I have to read a commercial. If you suffer from allergies or asthma or get sick too often, listen up. I researched air purifiers. Here are the facts. The HEPA technology we thought cleaned the air we breathe traps mostly large particles. The problem is the air in your home often contains micropollutants, and they can make you sick. The HEPA filters don't destroy those. So I replaced all the HEPA units in my home and here in the studio with Molecule air purifiers. Molecule's breakthrough PICO technology destroys VOCs, bacteria, mold, viruses, and allergens at the molecular level. Removing them from the air you breathe, this scientific breakthrough destroys pollutants 1,000 times smaller than what HEPA filters can capture. Molecule works so well, it made Time Magazine's list of best inventions. So do what I did. Get a Molecule air purifier and destroy, don't collect, pollutants. You'll breathe easier, sleep better almost immediately. For truly clean air in rooms big or small, there's a Molecule air purifier for you. If you're not happy in 60 days, send it back for a refund. So visit molecule.com, spelled M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E, and save 10% with the promo code Dr. Laura. That's promo code Dr. Laura at molecule.com. That means I don't have time for another call. Darn! Okay, well, I did the best I could today. So I'm sorry for the folks who are on hold. Dan and Mallory are going to get on the phone with you and book you for tomorrow. Hopefully that's convenient for you, and then we can talk then. Meanwhile, check out our facebook.com/Dr. Laura, instagram.com/Dr. Laura program, or twitter.com/Dr. Laura program. Now go do the right thing.